We have, once again, Sharon Schmidt. She is our hero on the street. She is with Industrial Builders, the prime contractor on that massive production on I-94 and also on 25th Street. And she joins us every once in a while, and she's busier than we are, so we'll let you get back to work here pretty quick, Sharon. But thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, Jack. How's it going today?
Pretty darn well. So where are you at this moment on the job?
Oh, sitting on top of the bridge itself.
Right there on 25th?
Right on 25th Street, right up on top.
And what is this I hear about you? Well, there's a lot of stop and go today in that stretch. What's the skinny?
The crews are working to get the temporary lighting up so that when we do the traffic switch on Tuesday morning, that everything is up and running. So as they're pulling their lines across and as they're pulling up signal heads, the temporary signal heads, you're going to encounter flaggers that are out there and they're going to stop you. And it should just be for a couple of minutes, but at certain points in time, you're not going to be able to go straight across or you're not going to be able to turn left or things like that. And it really is. You're going to encounter that not only today, but tomorrow as well.
Okay.
These crews have got to be out here. They've got to get this stuff done. And if everybody could just be patient with us while we get this going so that we can get the traffic switched over and flowing a little better again, that'd be wonderful.
What were you telling me earlier about head-to-head traffic?
No, actually, the head-to-head traffic is going to be up on 25th Street itself. Oh,
okay.
And it's going to run the entire length of the project, like from, between 25th and 26th Avenue. Back to 17th Avenue, and what they're going to do is put all the traffic on the east lane. So right now, where you've got one lane on the east side and one lane on the west side, everybody's going to be over on that east side. Northern Improvement's going to come in and start working on their pavement and removals and redoing the pavement along that west side. And our crew is going to move up on top and start working on the bridge to widen it out after we go. Get the stuff taken care of down in the middle on the interstate.
So on 25th, we'll be head-to-head the entire distance of that project beginning on Tuesday, you say?
Yes, Tuesday morning you're going to wake up to a new configuration out here.
Right, and the reason for the delays today is that they're putting in the lighting, the appropriate lighting for that head-to-head.
Yes.
Ah, okay. It's all clarifying now.
Yes, there you go. And then you're going to find that there's some of these intersections are going to be right turns only. You'll be able to make a right turn in it. For instance, you'll be able to make a right turn in at 23rd Avenue. But if you're exiting 23rd Avenue, you're only going to be able to go right. You're not going to be able to go straight across, and you're not going to be able to make a left-hand turn anymore.
And
there's another intersection, I believe, at 20th Avenue that's going to be the same way.
The crews will be there tomorrow on 25th.
On 25th, you're going to find the electricians are out there that are working with the lighting, and there'll be a little bit of going on with the dirt work. Overnight, there'll be some crews down on the interstate. They're going to leave about 7 o'clock in the morning. So there's still going to be continued stuff going on out here. I believe that they're still going to be working on moving some of that utilities as well.
All right. Well, we can see it growing. All that heavy equipment is being stored on the west side of 25th Street there at the overpass, and when it was parked when it all began 10 days or so ago, it was all tilted about 45 degrees, and now it's able to at least to sit up straight, and I don't have to worry about it falling over. You know what I'm talking about, Sharon?
Yes, I do. I was so
nervous with those things sitting at that angle, but evidently you guys know what you're doing.
Yeah, we have a little experience doing just exactly that, and we know where our tip-over points are, so...
Sharon Schmidt with Industrial Builders, the person who's in touch with us on these sort of things. Thank you very much and have a good weekend.
You too, Jack. Right. Take care.
See you at the office.
That'll work.